The opinions expressed in this show are the views of the host and not necessarily that of WTRW, 94.3 The Talker, or the Bold Gold Media Group.
The following presentation is brought to you by the host of the program, who is solely responsible for its content.
All Century 21 real estate offices are independently owned and operated.
Hi, I'm Jackie Ruddy, broker of Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. Welcome to the Real Estate Roundtable on 94.3 FM The Talker. I'm here with my co-host and husband and partner in crime, Pat Devaney.
Good morning, Jackie. How are you?
I'm excellent. How are you?
Very good today.
We have a special guest. We have Bob Clark, owner of Bee Dry Systems of Northeast PA.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great.
Thanks for being here with us. We're here every Saturday at 11 a.m., Sunday at 11:30 a.m. We discuss everything real estate. We have a full-time real estate office with many experienced realtors. We have been guiding, assisting, and helping clients in real estate matters for over 40 years.
During the week, feel free to email us with any questions you have at questions@jruddy.com. That's questions@jruddy.com, or you can give us a call at 570-344-6724. And when you go to jruddy.com, look at the Dunmore Corners live webcam and see what's going on at the corners.
Check us out on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, and YouTube. View our listings, search the MLS listings, or listen to archive radio shows by going to jruddy.com. jruddy.com. Good morning, Bob Clark, owner, president, CEO of Bee Dry System of Northeast PA. Any other titles you have?
That's about it.
That's about it. It covers you and what you do. So how long have you been with Bee Dry Systems?
I have been with Bee Dry for 30 years. We started locally here back in the early 80s, and we're still going strong.
Okay. What territories do you cover?
We cover all of what you would call northeastern Pennsylvania. We do the Pocono Mountains. We get up into the northern Poconos, up in Pike and Wayne County. We go out west as far as Williamsport. We do the central Pennsylvania area. And we actually go up into southern tier New York, which would be Binghamton, New York.
Does anybody provide the same service as you do? Because I noticed that in what we do in real estate, people will refer to a basement waterproofing system as a Bee Dry system, and it may not be a Bee Dry system.
Right. We get that sometimes. Somebody will tell us we have a Bee Dry system in our basement. We'll go out. We're happy to go out and give a free look over. And, you know, I guess, you know, like Charmin or Kleenex, people want to use a term they're familiar with. And that's a good thing for Bee Dry that people use our name. But we are Bee Dry System. We're the only ones that can install our patented products. And we're happy to differentiate with people when they see something that's they think might be a Bee Dry system, whether it is or not. We're happy to look at it.
You can tell immediately.
Oh, absolutely.
What is a Bee Dry system?
Bee Dry system is a combination of drainage and sealing the basement walls, because draining water alone won't just stop all the problems in a basement. You have dampness as well. So foundations are made out of generally blocks, concrete, or stone, and they're all porous materials. They'll absorb dampness right out of the soil. Even if the basement's not leaking, it may be damp. So we have a combination of drainage, which deals with people that get puddles of water or they get feet of water, and then the other type of a homeowner where their tools are getting rusty or it just smells damp down the basement, we take care of both.
We live in Northeast PA.
Yes.
It's a wet region.
It is.
Okay. A lot of basements have trouble in this area.
They do.
Okay. We have, at the very minimum, most basements do have some sort of dampness. And then there's some with water problems and severe water problems. Is there ever a basement that you can't treat?
There are. The problem with basements and water in general, and you know, we're just getting past the winter with frost and ice and all that sort of thing. Frost wants to push in basement walls, and that's why It's a good thing for homeowners to get the rain gutters in order, get that water draining out away from the home, try to limit how much water gets into that soil directly around the basement, because water turns into ice and it expands. When it expands, it wants to push in the basement walls, and somebody lets their basement go long enough, those walls put, we can reinforce walls that are showing signs of damage from the frost, but we do go into some where they just really need a brand new foundation built underneath them, and we'll advise the homeowner
They need to do in order to get rid of the water problem.
So yeah, we can't do every single basement. It's amazing the damage you will see in homes, but most of the jobs we get called out on, we can do our service for the homeowner and give them a dry basement.
Okay, so your method works for the most part.
It works. We give a lifetime warranty on a job once we accept it.
Okay, so it's good forever.
Right.
Now, there are different ways water can infiltrate a basement. There's many ways.
Many, many ways.
Okay, so finding out the source is probably the first step, one of the first steps?
Well, trying to find a source is a difficult thing a lot of times. We go in and it's like a crime scene. We see what we see there and we try to figure out what happened. And a lot of homeowners will call us, we'll look at the basement and we'll ask them, you know, how long did you live in the home? Where do you see the water coming in? What's the worst amount of water you ever got? And on and on. We have a whole list of questions that we ask during our inspection. And if a homeowner's getting leakage, say in one particular corner of the basement all the time, we look at it inside, then we'll go around outside and see, is there maybe a rain gutter downspout out there disconnected and that sort of thing. Or if a homeowner says, well, I get water where the floor meets the wall. That's a common, very common area. So we'll look at that. And, you know, depending on what the amount of water they've received, dampness is a different story than 2 or 3 feet of water. And puddles is a different story than just dampness. So we'll go in and investigate it, try to see where are they getting the water, how much water are they getting, and looking at the outside drain tiles, we'll look at the outside rain gutters, we try to determine what is causing this homeowner's particular issue.
Okay. How about when you do your B-Dry installation, is it easier on a, say, a new property, a new construction, as opposed to an older house that's 80, 90, 100 years old, stone foundation?
95% of our jobs are retrofit, which means the house is existing, it's been built, and they've been living in it a while, and the basement is leaking. We don't get called into too many homes that are less than a year old, although we do get some calls for that. Generally, a builder will put in what they call drain tile or footer drains or French drains, and that's a necessary thing because the ground is so soft from the backfilling, it's very porous. And generally, what the builder does, we have a lot of good builders in our area. I know lots of them. The problem is that the methods they use to control the water, the drain tile is susceptible to the soft mud as the ground is backfilling. And generally for a year or two or however long they warranty the house, their methods will last generally those periods of time. So if we, most of our homes are 3, 4, 5, 20, 30, 40 years old, but not generally brand new homes.
So most, what I'm hearing is most methods used by builders today will eventually not work any longer.
Most homes we waterproof have some type of waterproofing that was already done. And it's not that it's bad or the guy that did it was bad or the materials they used were bad. It's the fact that water gets into that loose soil around the house. They can't compact that soil because if a builder comes in and starts tamping that soft soil around the house, they're going to crack the basement walls. So they let God naturally compact that soft backfill with rain and time. And generally, once that ground becomes more compacted, it's naturally water resistant, and the water will tend to run away from the surface if the grading is good. Most people, if you talk with them, once their house is a year or two old, they're calling in a landscaper to bring in some fill dirt to get that grade to push the water away from the home, because as that backfill settled, it sinks down around the home and creates a low spot, which could make the basement leak.
Okay, so their methods aren't permanent. They start out being effective, but
they're absolutely necessary, what they do. They'll put an asphalt-type coating on the wall or a rubberized coating on the wall. They'll put in drain tile. And that work they do is absolutely necessary, and it does work for a while, but eventually some basements never leak, but the majority of basements will, and the majority of those basements probably have the best technology that's available in a brand new home when the builder builds it. It's just
it's
time
temporary.
And mother
right.
nature
right. Take care.
Take the best
okay.
of them. Roots and silt and mud and frost and all these things are part of nature, and they're detrimental
it's just
to
bound to happen.
Waterproofing.
So the permanent solution is a bee dry system.
Correct.
Okay. All right. Can we have your contact information, Bob?
The easiest way to find us today in this digital world is to type in bdry.com, and you can type that any way you want into Google or Yahoo or Bing. Type in b-dry.com or bdry.com. We have two websites, and if you don't find us that way, you'll find a local bdry licensee, and we're all connected. So if you have a home in Scranton, Pennsylvania, or Moscow, or Conshohocken, or Philadelphia, that bdry lead will be directed to the right person, and that's the easiest way. If you want our phone number, locally here in Northeast PA is 570-848-2454.
We're headed towards a break. Pat, would you like to review a listing, please?
Yes, we have an updated 3-bedroom, 1-bath home on a secluded lot at 460 Barney Hollow Road in Nicholson for $133,000. This home is out of the way, but it's only 3 minutes to the Lenoxville exit 206 off Interstate I-81. This home has low taxes of only $900 a year, and it sits on over 1 acre of land. It has a beautifully updated kitchen with all new appliances. It also has a pellet stove that keeps the home nice and warm and helps to lower your heating costs. So if you're looking for a secluded 3-bedroom with a stream running through the yard, give us a call about 460 Barney Hollow Road in Nicholson for $133,000, and that's listed by Jason Thomas of our office.
Thank you, Pat. I have the Greater Scranton MLS multi-list statistics for the last 30 days for counties Lackawanna, Luzerne, Pike, Wayne, and Wyoming. On single-family homes, this median sales price for 2 bedrooms or less is $60,000. For 3 bedrooms, the median sales price is $107,000. On 4 bedrooms or more, the median sales price is $136,000. And the total median price for all single-family residential properties is $107,000. How did people pay for their home? They came to the closing table. 35% came to the closing table with cash. They did not have to go to a bank or a lender. 38% used conventional financing. That's the Fannie or Freddie Mac loans. 18.4% used an FHA. That's a Federal Housing Administration loan. And 5.4% used a Veterans Administration. That's the VA loan.
So a third of them are cash.
Third of them are cash. Cash is still pretty high there.
Right. FHA numbers have gone down, right? They were a lot higher a couple of years ago.
They were a lot higher a couple years ago. And conventional are up there, too.
That's good.
Yes. We will resume our discussion with Bob Clark, owner of Bee Dry Systems of Northeast PA, in just a few moments. We'll be right back with some more Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. In today's real estate market, there's no doubt buying and selling a home is complicated. It can be thrilling and exciting too. Hi, I'm Jackie Ruddy from Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. And when it comes to real estate, you need to be confident you're making the right decisions. I am confident we have what it takes to help you make those right decisions. Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate has been helping buyers and sellers for over 40 years. So we've invested the time to know and understand the market. We're great listeners, skilled negotiators, and we focus on every detail, giving you the highest level of service. Call Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate today, 344-6724, or visit jready.com. Plus, tune in to the Real Estate Roundtable every Saturday at 11 a.m. and Sunday at 11:30 a.m. on 94.3 FM, The Talker. Don't go it alone. Call 344-6724 for Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate. Welcome back to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. I'm Jackie Ruddy, and with my husband, co-host, fellow realtor, Pat Devaney.
Good morning, Jackie. How you doing?
Great. How are you?
I'm dry.
Yes. You like this discussion?
Yes, I do.
We have with us today Bob Clark, owner, president, CEO of Bee Dry System of Northeast PA. Good morning again.
Good morning, guys.
First half of the show, we talked about what is a bee dry system, and you pretty much cover Northeast PA.
Yes.
You've been doing this 30 years?
I have.
Okay. So you know how to waterproof a basement. We talked about waterproofing a basement, and there's various methods and techniques, and a lot of people do choose to do a bee dry system, but in real estate, we go into many homes.
That need them.
That need them. And for one reason or another, they may just have a sump pump, or they may have a French drain, or they may have purchased a paint and or an insulation and put that on the walls. And they think that, you know, that'll prevent water from coming in. But there's nothing like the bee dry system, correct?
That's right. All those things you mentioned are good. It's, you know, people work with what they have and what their means are and what their wallet will allow them to do. And when we go into a home, we try to use the fine work that the homeowner already had done. If they have their rain gutter set up prevention wise, because it's not just waterproofing the basement, it's partly preventing water from getting near your house in the first place, gutters, landscaping, all that sort of thing. And we look at what the homeowner had already done. You know, you'll get some homeowners with substantial runoff problems, and they put in retainer walls and that sort of thing to keep the water away from their house. And that stuff is good. And if their walls were damp and they went out and bought a product like UGL Dry Lock or Thorough Seal, we work with what they had already done and try to minimize the damage on their wallet when we come in to do our work. So we like to look at every house individually as its own special project, and we try to sell the homeowner what they need for their particular situation. And if they want the bells and the whistles, that's fine. But if they call us in just because the basement's damp, we're not going to get into a lot of drainage and things that might cost a little bit more money. We like to use what work they had already had done and try to make that better for them.
Okay, so not only does a wet basement cause a nuisance for the homeowner trying to clean it up and staying on top of it, but there's also the hidden dangers of that reoccurring water coming into the house and penetrating the walls and the foundation and the floors, so on and so forth, because the bad word that we're used to in the real estate business, that M word, mold, that four-letter word, can happen. Does a bee dry system prevent mold?
Mold is in the air all the time, and nothing prevents mold. Mold is naturally occurring. If you could somehow get all the mold out of your home, out of your air, out of your building materials, as soon as you open the door, mold comes in with that air. So mold isn't necessarily a bad thing. It's problem is when it you know, it builds and populates is the word. When it becomes excessive, then mold becomes a problem. In basements, you know, obviously water leakage is going to make the air damp and it's going to be a factor in mold growing. But as far as eliminating mold, when you buy bread and you leave it on your counter for so long, it's going to go moldy because that's just the way it is. It's a natural environment. What you want to do in your basement and in your home in general is keep the humidity levels low, and that means getting rid of any water leaks, and not just basement leaks, but plumbing leaks, water tank. People with wells that have water tanks that bring in cold well water will condensate, and that, believe it or not, will add some dampness issues to the home. And you know, we just got through a hard winter, a cold winter, and that moist, damp air is a lot harder to heat. It costs you more money on your heating bills because of that damp air. So there's a lot of benefits to keeping the basement dry or the humidity levels low in the house. It's not just mold, but it's heating bills and allergy problems and health issues for people that are sensitive to mold.
When you install these systems, and you said 95% of your work of a B-Dry system installation is on an older existing home, correct?
Yes.
When you do this, most likely the property is occupied. People are living there.
They are.
How long is that household disrupted while you're there?
Probably half of the jobs we do are partial basements, where a homeowner may have one wall leaking or two walls, but not the whole basement. They're generally 1 or 2 day jobs, and basically one wall per day. So if you have a full basement, we're doing all 4 perimeter walls. We'll generally be in there 4 days, but we schedule every job a little bit longer than it takes, because the last thing we want to do is if a homeowner decides, you know, I only need the walls sealed on this particular wall, but they decide, you know what, I just want to do them all while we're here. We'd like to accommodate that homeowner, do the extra work, but not put the next homeowner that's in line behind with an excuse that, hey, I'm sorry, we can't come Monday because we're running behind. So most basements are going to be about 4 day jobs or 5 day jobs, but we probably put them on our schedule for 6 or 7 working days. And I would much rather move a job up on the schedule than try to bump somebody back, especially if they took a vacation off or time off from work and wanted to be there.
Do they have to leave the property while you're doing your stuff?
Not at all. We put up plastic for their personal belongings. You know, obviously people use their basement for storage, and we don't want to disrupt their lifestyle more than we have to, but obviously we need to get near those basement walls. So they need to move their stuff out toward the center, and we'll cover their material with plastic and their storage and their belongings. And they go on living just like they normally do. If the house has an outside Bilco stairway entrance, we try to do all our work in and out of that. If a home doesn't have an outside entrance, we'll try to work in and out of basement windows so we don't disrupt the upstairs more than we have to, other than our men actually walking in the front door and down the basement steps. But I don't believe I've ever had a homeowner that wanted to leave the property while we were there doing the work. They're there. They make us coffee. They bring us snacks. And, you know, we work around them, not them around us.
Excellent. Okay. How much are B-Dry systems?
That's a question we get asked every day on the phone before we even go out to give an estimate. And we're happy to answer that the best we can. A lot depends on what the homeowner needs. Earlier I talked about if one particular corner is bad, and maybe it's something as simple as fixing an outside rain gutter downspout to prevent that water, that may alone solve the issue with water coming into the basement. The cost could be minimal, where if that homeowner is worried, well, I can't promise that I'm going to put my downspout extensions on every time I cut the grass, or I'm not going to forget, and I want BeeDry to do the job, that might be, you know, $1,000 or $2,000 to do a good size of that corner. Where a whole basement, you know, we may be able to do a whole basement for $7,000 or $8,000. So small jobs cost more because you need to get the crew and the equipment. Everything needs to be there on that job for a small job as you need for the complete basement. So you'll find out with our system or with any other type of home improvement, the more work you get done at the same time, the more cost effective it becomes.
Okay.
Let me ask you something. I live in a section of Dunmore. I think we have a stream running under the house. And when it rains really heavy, the water comes up from underneath. I mean, I even have a hole in one of the pieces of the concrete and I can see the water coming up. And we have a French drain cut around and it goes out of the building. Could you do something for us?
We can. You have what's called a seasonal high water table. And, you know, we've all heard that word, or maybe we all have a water table. I hear it all the time because I'm in that business. But underneath the ground, when you have a well drilled, they drill down into the water table to get you good, fresh drinking water. Well, that water table is like a lake underground. And when it rains a lot during heavy rain years, that water table rises. And you get into drought years, that water table drops. In your house, when you get enough rain, there's enough soil saturation where the rainfall is making that water table rise around your property. It's getting higher than the basement floor and it's creating pressure, just like drilling a hole in the bottom of a boat.
hydrostatic pressure, right?
Hydrostatic pressure. So the answer to that is drainage. You need to get drainage underneath that concrete slab to lower the water table and take that water pressure off of your basement.
So it's treatable.
It's treatable.
All right. I thought we were a lost cause.
No, we're not a lost cause. I lived down on the beach, and there was a guy. He was so meticulous. He was, I'm not going to say his name. He was so meticulous, and he did his first floor concrete. He went down a little bit, maybe a foot into the sand. He did it. It was, and he was so proud. It was sealed so tight. Then we had one of those nor'easters, and the water came up. His concrete floor buckled up about a foot in the air. And he says, I was walking along and the damn thing, it says I hit my head on the ceiling. And he was showing me that there was a dent in the ceiling because it popped with such force that it threw his head up into the ceiling. So you can't, the moral of the story is, can you seal the basements that tight?
We did a job, you know, that's funny, Pat, in Stillwater Lakes, and that's right near Mount Pocono. And the homeowner told us we never had a water problem until they fixed the dam on the lake. And the problem with the dam was leaking, but it kept the lake level down. And these homes, you go into that development, they're named after streets in New York. There's Fifth Avenue and on, Madison Avenue and that. But the homeowners got together and they all chipped in to repair the dam on Stillwater Lake. And when they did, the water level in that lake rose. Well, guess what happened? The water level under all those basements rose as well. And when they got a rainstorm, I had one particular basement, the slab lifted 4 inches up.
Wow.
So hydrostatic pressure is...
You can't stop it.
That's right.
Bob, may I have your contact information, please?
Sure. The easiest way to find us is go to Google or Yahoo and type in BeeDry.com, and you can spell that any way you want. You'll still find us. Our phone number to call us direct is 570-848-2454.
Will you come back next week? Because we had a fabulous discussion today that I would love to continue with you next week, please.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Bob. Pat?
Yes, we have a large 4-bedroom, 2-bath home in the Green Ridge section of Scranton for $75,000. This home sits on a large level lot with a fenced-in yard and a 2-car garage. The home has original hardwood floors under the carpeting. It has a walk-up attic to a finished room and great room sizes. So if you're looking for a lot of house for not a lot of money, give us a call about 526 Depot Street in Scranton, a 4-bedroom, 2-bath home, only $75,000. And that's listed by Nick Lawler of our office.
Thank you, Pat. We're out of time. Thanks for tuning into the Real Estate Roundtable on 94.3 FM, The Talker. Remember to tune in next Saturday at 11 a.m. or Sunday at 11:30 a.m. to listen to more of the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker.